was built in 1897. It was the stamp mill superintendent's house, so it's better built than most. The bones of the house are perfect, but it's been neglected for years. It sat empty for a long time in the 50s and 60s, and the plaster's all cracked, and just stuff like that. The woodwork's been just beat to snot. The woodwork's gorgeous, but it's all beat up, like all of it. I don't know if I want to save it. I'd like to save it, but I know how much work that's going to be, and namely expense that's going to be. But yeah, the house kind of needs gutted. I really don't want to restructure the rooms or anything, but it just needs kind of, you know, re-insulated, rewired, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's what we did to our place. It was built in the early 1830s, right around 33, from what I can tell. And like yours, you know, the bones are just, I mean, this thing is sturdy. But it had the old horsehair plaster in it, so we gutted every room and put up drywall. And Terry, he was an electrician, and he rewired the whole place. And we moved some windows and some doors and rearranged some walls upstairs. But for the most part, it looks pretty darn close to its original state. But the kitchen, I mean, it's got 5 doors and windows, so there was only, you know, one way we could structure the kitchen. So that pretty much stayed the same, but we moved a door and took out a window and put up more wall, and, you know, just that's what we did. And it was a lot of work. We did all the work ourselves, and now it's time to start all over again. I need a new kitchen and bathroom.
Making Genesee County Radio great again.
Yeah, I could see that's a ton of work. Yeah, that house up there has all the old school lath and plaster, and man, I've had to take a couple sections out to replace a cast iron drain pipe that had cracked and was leaking. So I busted out some of the wall to do that, and I'm like, oh my God, this is a giant mess with just a small section. I can't imagine doing a whole room of this, like ceilings, walls, and all. I mean, I'm going to need 20 or 30 giant dumpsters to get rid of all this lath and plaster when you bust it out of there.